is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and, of course, the great outdoors, no question about it. And we, we do that every day of our lives pretty much because that's my vocation as well as my avocation. So we just keep going here on fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We did go fishing this week. We had a wonderful time. And it was hot, I will tell you that. Everybody was covered up and geared up and got their sunscreen on. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But right now, let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan. How are you doing? I'm
doing all right. How about yourself?
Okay, I guess. Still standing up, looking down to the ground.
That's right. That's right. So how was your week? Haven't heard from you in a couple weeks.
I thought I called, maybe I didn't.
Oh, that's all right. Last week, anyway, at least maybe 1 week. So. No biggie. No big deal. Glad to have you on the, like, glad to have you out there listening and calling in and having a conversation. So, what do you got? How do you endure the hot weather? How were you? How do you, you know, do during the hot weather?
Okay, this time I'm. In the house where there's air conditioning.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good plan for sure. Probably a real good plan.
Sometimes I go out and sit, it's in the warmth, but sometimes I'd rather have a little bit of warmth than being cold.
Exactly. Yeah, of course. You understand that. So I don't run the air conditioner here as much as I did since I'm not here a lot, but the air conditioner in the house has turned up to like 75, and I mostly leave it off during the day when it's nice. Now this past week when it was so brutal, I left it on during the day to cool this big back room off a little bit, and but mostly I turn it off at night, and everything's good. Just trying to stay comfortable. I don't have to be cold. I don't have to be freezing to be comfortable.
I don't want to be cold. I'm wearing a sweatshirt and trying to, and the best.
Yeah.
Warm.
Yeah, I understand.
Warm. Everybody else seemed like they're so hot.
Yep.
So now I'm a little tad cold nature. I guess everybody else is hot nature, I guess.
Well, I don't know if it's that or just, temperature affects people differently,
Yeah.
A lot of people I know, they'll go out there and go on the beach and stand in the sand and sit in the ocean, all that stuff, and, just bake. I had an aunt who was like that. I mean, she just loved the sun, and she just, she was medium well most of the summer,
I aunt about like that too.
So she loved to go out and lay on the beach. They had a little camper at Shawnee State Park in Bedford County, Pennsylvania, and they had a little beach there. We used to go and swim and fish, catch little yellow perch and stuff, and she'd be laid out on her towel on the beach, eyes were covered up, and she'd just cook all day long. So anyway, that was then, this is now, brother. So yeah. I don't like it. Never did like hot weather. We had a lot of heat, but not an intense amount of humidity except for one or two days. And I deal with it. I dress cool, and I don't, you know, rush anywhere. If I stop somewhere, I just kind of take my time, and I don't have to be out of the heat. That's me. Mm. So everybody's different, you know?
Mm. So.
Well, anyway, got any plans for this upcoming week?
There's nothing really. Nothing I know of just yet.
All right. Well, I think there's a tractor pull or two coming up this month.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yep, I think I saw something. I saw Tuckahoe had something going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Glenn. Well, I appreciate the call. Hopefully, we'll talk soon. We'll be down at Delmarva Sporting Clays on July 12th, measuring deer.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have a chance,
Well,
you go right down. It's right on Route 50, right below Mardella Springs. You cross the Nanticoke Bridge.
Way down there.
not quite as far. I guess it is as far as Church Creek, but you cross the Nanticoke Bridge and Bradley Road right on the right. We have a fellow just emailed me yesterday or messaged me or both or whatever. There is a giant sika deer going to be measured. I mean a giant. And I looked it up last night, and I told him, I know you're going to be top 30, probably top 20. It's that big, if not bigger. He might even be top 10. So, nice deer, real nice deer. So, hopefully anybody in the listening area that has some deer out there that need to get measured on the mid-lower shore, Delmarva Sporting Clays is the place. We'll be there. So,
Delmarva Sporting Clays, and when is that going to be?
July 12th, Saturday, July 12th, 10 to 3. All right.
At what time?
10 to 3. 10 to 3.
10 to 3. Okay.
Yep, it's a Saturday.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
It's later.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Bye.
Yep, bye-bye. All right. So we did go fishing. And Tuesday we had the crew go out with Captain Ryan Pop on the Vista Lady. Out of Dundalk at the Yacht Rock Cafe. Hard Yacht Cafe out of that little dock there. There's some charter boats there. We went right out of there, and we didn't go far. We fished around the Key Bridge. A lot of folks are very familiar with that area. We found some structure. I thought we were going to troll, but we did live line some spot and caught our limit of rockfish. We did, believe it or not, with the circle hooks, deep hook two of those fish. Not sure they survived. I know one didn't that was undersized. And, everybody says, I think they'll let us keep them. Well, the limit's the limit. But most of the fish were pretty good shape. There were 19 to 24 right in the slot. I don't think we caught anything bigger, but it was a good day. Then we went and drifted for perch. That didn't work out so well. Let me tell you about our crew. One of our listeners, Kathleen, and her grandson Barrett went, and my grandson Jameson, who's 5, his first trip on a boat ever, and his first fish bigger than about 10 inches. So he was all over the place. He wanted to reel them all in, He wanted to reel everybody's fish in, which was fine, So then we went for catfish and fished some soft crabs for catfish. No blues. There were probably some blues in the area, but not many. But we caught our good share of nice channel catfish and some white catfish, and hats off to Captain Ryan and to our mate Kramer, who did a great job really taking care of Jameson and helping everybody on the boat. And then he filleted the fish, and some of us have eaten some of those rockfish and some of those catfish and have done a really, really nice job. So Kathleen and Barrett, they did a great great job catching their fish, and, you know, it was a good day. Now, it was hot. We did cover up. We had our floppy hats on. We had our sunscreen on, our sunglasses. Now, I will tell you this, even the danger of being on the water is the water. If it's that sunny of a day and that hot, the water, the sun reflecting off the water and the white surface of the boat, at the end of the day, I was having an ocular migraine, you know, one of those lightning flashes around the outside of your ring of vision. I don't know if you've ever had one of those or not. I had to, you know, keep my eyes closed a little bit and kind of look away from the boat, look out on the water and that type of thing. It passed, but, and I don't know if that was a combination of the heat and the reflection or what it was, but look, my ears are safe. There's no blisters on my ears today. No pain on my face. So, arms were covered up the whole time with fishing shirt. Thanks, Kathleen, for the nice fishing shirt. I appreciate that. That's a really, really nice shirt. We had a great day. All I can say is we had a great day. Everybody had fun pulling in fish, and I would recommend the Vista Lady to anyone. VistaLadyFish.com. Captain Jeff, Captain Ryan, father and son team. Ryan's son, Jeff's father. Got a dog laying on my wire, on my headphone wire. Thank you, Jolene, you little nugget. So I hated to see those soft crabs go for bait. I mean, I was about ready to saute one or just put it in a pan. It would have cooked itself in that heat. Just set it. But. They were very generous with the bait, very generous with the spot. If your spot looked a little peaked, they'd, you know, put it back in the bait box or donate it to the fish and put a brand new one on for you. But I would highly recommend that charter for sure. So VistaLadyFish.com, I believe. So if you want to book a nice trip, close to Baltimore, real convenient, lots of parking, good food nearby. Right there at the cafe, and I'm sure that you will have a great time. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. It was not a headache. It was an ocular migraine. They don't hurt. You just get the flashes of light around in a circle in your field of vision. So it was just annoying. That's all they are. How about that? 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. We're giving our fishing tackle package away today from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim. It's a bass fishing package. Next up in August, a snakehead fishing package. And Tackle Box Tim, Tim Sherman, will post that on his page. And I just posted something yesterday on Facebook on my personal page. I hadn't done any online stuff for a long time. So I'll get back into posting stuff here soon, but I'm not a big social media guy. I just have 5 or 6 Facebook pages and just haven't been doing much with any of them. So, hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. I was in there the other day. I was looking around at the rods and the reels, and they have some really nice spinning reels out there, especially the Flugers and the Shakespeares. The pen reels are nice, and they've got rod and reel combinations and plenty of fishing rods, including those beautiful St. Croix rods. If you want to check out the Ugly Sticks, they've got those too. If you need line, premium monofilament line, they have those big line winders and the big spools of line. They just zip it right on your spool, and it only takes minutes. Why not stop by? Full line of live and frozen bait, plenty of live and frozen bait. Doing well for all types of fish. Crab bait too, crab traps, trot lines, crab nets, crab baskets with lids, steamers, and their own brand of Clyde Sports Shop crabs seasoning, and all the accessories that go with crabbing. They've got the terminal tackle for fishing. It's the hooks and the weights and the bobbers and all that stuff, the bob top and bottom rigs. Fishing licenses too. All types of lures for all types of fishing, for bass, trout, panfish, snakeheads, For rockfish, they've got the circle hook, the bucktails, the umbrellas, and the parachute. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We won't say what our mate called it, Lansdowne, but it was less than complimentary. But it was funny. Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 212-247-410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's been around since 1957. Stop by for anything fishing and hunting oriented. You'll be glad you did. Now, I'm not going to talk about stove today till later, but I am going to talk about barbecue grills. I'm going to talk about everything for your deck. I'm going to talk about a full line of poly furniture and hardwood furniture, beautiful stuff, tables and chairs, a full selection of that stuff, just a yard full of that stuff at Backyard Billy's. And I will tell you, the Adirondack chairs, there's 1,000 of them there. They're in any style, any color, and you can set in one, and you can glide in one, and you can put your feet up in one, and there's all different themes to those too. Same way with the tables, any size, any configuration, whether it's round or oblong, if you know what that is, hexagons, octagons, square, you name it, every shape, every height, and you know every seating arrangement too. So all this is Backyard Billy's on Kent Island now. In Backyard Billy's backyard, there's storage sheds, there's greenhouses, there's kids' gym sets, big ones, there's pergolas, there's gazebos, there are dog kennels and chicken coops and much, much more. You owe it to yourself to stop by Backyard Billy's. BackyardBilly's.com. The Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. And don't forget, they do carry fireplace inserts in pellet, gas, electric, or wood. And they also carry the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well, and barbecue grills. I'll tell you more about that next week. But Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. The Route 50 at exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue. And you turn off the exit from the bridge, and you turn right onto Drummer Drive, and you're right there. Put Drummer Drive at Backyard Billy's, Drummer Drive in on your GPS, and it'll take you right there. Backyard Billy's, making backyards fun again, and we'll be right back. And
Madonna
we'll be right
Seafood
back.
Is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
All right, who's our next caller there, Aaron? Gary? Peter in Parkville. Born Peter in Parkville. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right, Peter. How are you doing?
What, do you think I'm drunk or something, or what?
Well, you kind of came off that way when you said hello.
No, not at all. No, listen, it's early in the morning, you know, I just woke up.
Oh, I see. Got it.
Hey, listen, I know there's no blue catfish, you know, it's a fishing show, so there's very few blue cats up in the upper reaches of Maryland, right? Is that correct?
That is totally incorrect. As a matter of fact, the opposite is true. They're overabundant.
Really?
They're overabundant. Yes.
Really? Well, no. I thought all the old linemen were going out there.
They're catching their share, yeah. But they don't catch them all. There's plenty there available. You know, some of the charters have stopped going to the favored areas because they've been hit so hard this winter by the longliners, but, you know, the recreational guy can go out there, and if he targets blue catfish, he's going to catch blue catfish. Plenty of them.
Oh.
I saw one big one that was caught in a bass tournament. Tackle Box Tim sent me a picture of that. Lee sent me a picture of a 30-pounder that he caught while striped bass fishing.
Oh,
what's
my
that?
God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're plenty abundant in the upper shore rivers and so forth. So if you target them,
you throw
a big bait out, you're going to catch a big catfish. What'd you say, Peter?
Let me ask you this. If I go down to Chesapeake Beach, will I do better there?
No.
No?
No. You'll do better in southern Maryland than you will at Chesapeake Beach. When I say southern Maryland, I'm talking about Benedict and areas like that, if you want to go down that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
there's lots of fish down there.
Okay, so upper Chesapeake is still a good spot to go to.
Oh, absolutely, man.
From what you're telling me, right?
Yeah, live bait. You know, you'll catch them on live spot, live white perch. You'll catch them on cut bait. You know, if you catch some panfish or something, you can catch them on bluegills.
Yeah.
You can catch them on soft crabs. You can catch them on chicken livers. You know, they'll even hit lures like Lee caught one on a big paddle tail. So
you know what occurs to me? You can go to any food market, okay, and get some packaged mackerel, right? You know what I'm talking about, like salted mackerel?
Yeah, but why? I mean, you know, what's the point?
Because it's easy. I can go to any market.
Yeah, but why mackerel? Why not go cheap and get a box of chicken livers?
Oh, chicken livers, yeah. That'll work.
Chicken livers, chicken hearts, chicken gizzards, you know?
Take
a light fishing rod wherever you're going, do a little bottom fishing, catch a couple bluegills or perch or something,
okay.
You know?
I got you.
Use cut bait.
Yeah.
Go to a bait shop and get. Okay, only one of us can talk. Hey, thanks for the call, Peter. Yeah. Good luck to you. All right, who's next, Aaron? Gary and Dundalk. What's up, buddy?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good. Had a good trip.
That's great. It's always good when you go out and get something.
Oh, yeah. We loaded up. We had a good time.
Good. All right. I need some crabbing advice for the Patapsco River area.
Okay.
Go next week. I got open trap. I'm ready to go and get some crabs.
All right. Get some bunker or some LY. That's one. Get some bait bags and put some razor clams in it. That's two.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Or you ask.
Okay.
Chicken necks. Chicken necks is always good.
Right.
You know, or fowl necks is what they call them now. Chicken, turkey, whatever. You got plenty of places around there to get them, too.
Yes, I do.
Yep, so. But, you know, a salted eel is always good. But, you know, if it were me doing it the easy way, taking my grandson, I'd do chicken necks. Or I'd go to the local bait shop and get some frozen LYs.
Got it. All right. Any tips on locations? Or it's not early yet, or what?
No, crab. They're coming up now with this water temperature.
Okay.
The salinity's good. Any place you crab, or you crabbing in a boat, or you crabbing in a...
No, the boat.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're dropping crab traps overboard.
Yep.
Open-top crab traps, not a trot line, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, just put them over, let them soak. Now, I'll tell you something. Some people are finding that the rings are more effective, the metal and the cloth rings.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know if you have any of those. They're very inexpensive, easy to rig. Put them out there and put them on the bottom with it. Tie your bait in the middle and just pull them in. You know, crabs can't get out of them. They're very shallow, but crabs can't get out of them because they can't swim up. They swim sideways, as you know.
Right. All right. One last quick question now that you said it. What's a decent soak time?
A decent what?
Soak time on the trap.
Try different ones. Try 5 minutes, try 10. If 5 minutes doesn't work, try 10 minutes. If 10 minutes doesn't work, try 15. I mean, just, you know,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's very simple. Yeah, you're just out there to have fun, right?
Well, with some crabs.
Well, yeah. That's the whole point, isn't it?
Right. Oh, man, you're funny. All right, man. All right, I'll let you know how it goes.
Let me know, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks, Gary. Bye. Next caller, Paul in Rosedale. Morning, Paul. How are you? Was Paul able to hang on? Call back, Paul. Good. I'm glad to hear that. So I'm glad to hear that. 410 WCB. There we go. 410 WCBN 680. 410-922-6680. Yeah. They were. So we saw this shirt online last night and sent it out to a couple friends. It said, "All men are created equal, but only the strongest go hunting in their 70s. And it's got a big old picture of a deer and a flag behind it, big old wide racked white tail. Sent that out to some people, and one of my friends, John B., got back and said, "You need to order that." I said, "I already did." So, hey, look, I'm proud of the fact that I can still go out there and climb a climber or track a deer or, you know, read the trails or find the scrapes and rubs and, you know, learn about the deer in my area. I'm proud of the fact that I can still shoot straight. I can take a deer out to a couple hundred yards. I've got the equipment. I've got the vision, and I'm blessed and thankful for that. You know, I can still attract a deer by, you know, the various means, vocalization or scent. You know, I just have that experience. And then I can dress it out myself. I can drag it out myself. I can load it on the truck myself. And I'm going to continue to do that every year as long as I can. And I started a couple of years ago doing that. Said, you know what? I'm in my 60s. I can do A, B, C. I'm in my, you know, just turned 70. Not bad. You can, you know, find the deer, shoot the deer, dress the deer, track the deer, load the deer by yourself. Thank God I still have the strength to do that. I still have the vision to see through the scope. And, you know, I just enjoy it like that. Jerry in Baltimore, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, and I hope you are well also.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
I had pretty much a continuation of the question the gentleman had called, talking about crabbing in the Patapsco.
Right.
So I've seen people, I think they're commercial crabbers, they have like a series of crab pots offshore and, you know, on the boat, and they just drop them, and
yeah,
then they come back and just pull up one at a time. So I think you have to have a license for that. Is that correct?
That's commercial. Yeah, they put the big pot. They're called crab pots. They put them out.
Yes.
They put them out. Sometimes they'll soak them overnight and come back the next day. Sometimes they'll come back, you know,
right,
check them once a day. But most of the guys are once a day checkers.
And if I'm not, it's been a while, the conversation. But I think the guy was saying there are no new licenses being given out. You have to be grandfathered in. The people are grandfathered in, and then they can sell the license to someone, but you can't go to the state and buy a license. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay, so I enjoy your program. I really do.
I appreciate
well,
that.
Well, maybe a couple of years. Good show. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm glad you joined us. Did you get in the drawing?
Yes, sir, I did.
All right. Good.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say to you.
What?
It might be an urban legend, but word on the street is that you, sir, look like a young Charlton Heston, a.k.a. Moses. That's the word on the street. Since I can't see you on the radio, I have to take it for what it's worth.
Oh man,
I enjoyed that too.
You want to hear my favorite Charlton Heston imitation?
Oh yeah, yeah, please.
Right. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
They're people. Silent Green is people. How was that?
That was a good movie. Who was the guy? Eddie G. Robinson.
Edward G. Robinson. Yes, sir.
He volunteered to give his body to.
Yeah.
I
don't think he knew what was going to happen. I think they thought they were, you know, that was population control thing. You get to your end and they put you in a room and they show you all the beautiful scenes from your.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good marketing, put it that way.
Yeah.
It was something. I'm 79, by the way, and I forget stuff in mid sentence. And then after I leave the person, then it comes back to me what I wanted to say.
So,
I tell people, unlike fine wine.
Right.
We don't get better with age.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
What I was thinking of is a movie, is a 1950s B movie. I know the man's name. He's a good actor. But you'll know what I'm talking when I tell you what he played. He played an alien from outer space. He came to Earth to help people. And I think maybe I'm getting the movies mixed up, but people didn't believe him, and you know, so they tried to kill him or kidnap him.
Well, you talk about Starman. You talk about Starman.
It might be he had this silver suit, and he had this little robot. The light would flash back and forth, and that robot was his protector. And also, they killed him, and I think the robot brought him back to life. But there's another movie. The movie is where the people came and they were kind. They were like, you know, the long heads and the long, you know, what, you know, the long chin. But anyway, they had a book. They left it with the people. And in the book, it said, "To Serve Man." I know you saw that movie. To Serve Man. And everybody, they were so benevolent, and people trusted them and wanted to go on a ship to be taken to the planet where these aliens came from.
Right.
And then somebody figured out the book. It says, don't go on the ship. They got on the saucer, took off.
I know it. That was a Twilight Zone. Guy with a big dome head.
You're right.
To serve man was, and they got on, all got on the ship, and they said, It's a cookbook. Yeah, I remember. All right. All right, buddy. Nice talking to you. Have a good day. Oh, Pasadena. White perch finally biting. Crabbing spots in the Patapsco, mouth of Rock Creek, past the duck blind. Launch at Fort Smallwood. There you go, Gary. How about that? Oh, no. Yeah, I guess it was Gary. That's from Tacklebuck Tim. Oh, no, that's from Matt Dodge. Matt Dodge, thank you. White perch are finally biting in the Pasadena. Yeah, Pasadena. Tell the guy ask about crabbing spots in the Patapsco River, mouth of Rock Creek, past the duck blind. He can launch at Fort Smallwood. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate that. Hope you got in the drawing. All right. Indeed. Clay, nice hearing from you this morning. Kathleen, nice hearing from you this morning. Thank you for my that's a great picture of me, by the way. Yeah, Charlton Heston as Moses. I see a resemblance. You're crazy, girl. All right. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. That's a good one. Oh, email from Joe. Can't wait to see you part the Chesapeake Bay to save the bridge toll. That's too much effort. I'll go across with the easy pass, brother. I don't have a staff that I can. Oh, man. Whew. All right. Now I'm going to tell you about fireplace inserts from Backyard Billy's. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, and we fixed that when we went to see friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. We love it. Hearth America did Backyard Billy's did the installation and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience. Well, now I enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. It's on remote control. Set the temperature. Never comes on until it gets below that temperature, and it's beautiful. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. You can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, for your primary or your alternative heat source. So select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, coming from the bridge, exit 44B. Evans Avenue's the exit. Of course, if you're coming from, you know, the lower shore, you can get off right there. I think BFW Avenue will take you right over. But put it in your GPS. Put Backyard Billy's in. It'll come right up. Graysonville. If it's the heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, I will say this. One of our sponsors, Hunter's Seafood, our new sponsor, is exit 44A. So you can go shop at Backyard Billy's all day. Then you can go just like a mile down the road and go to Hunter Seafood, get some crabs or a nice lunch special or something, and carry out some seafood or take some beautiful fresh fish home for dinner. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There's a house in the woods, my old man's old man built the best that he could. Out of trees, off that land. Foundation's got a few cracks. Tin roof just trying to survive. Yeah, it ain't much to look at. But if you look inside, there's a buck on the wall that my granddaddy killed back in 79 up on that power line hill. And it won't be the same. Yeah, it's a damn shame this fall. Well, since he can't no more, you can bet
at your ass, I'll put another buck on the wall.
Nice. My buddy Dave sent me that from North Carolina. He used to live in Baltimore County on Liberty Reservoir. Nice hunter friend, and nice song too. I don't even know who did it. Who did that? Do you have the artist on that one, Aaron, if you don't mind looking? Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y. Buck on the Wall. Okay, that was a nice song. Buck on the Wall. He's going to put a buck on the wall to honor his grandfather who put a buck on the wall in the old cabin. Very nice. Yeah. So, 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Oh, Matt, Pasadena. Morning, Matt. How you doing? Hello, Matt. Oh, call back, Matt. Give us a call back. Yeah. That's true. That's true, John B. Yeah. So, folks, if you hear that beeping in the background, that's the people that text during the broadcast. Y'all like to keep me real on my toes here between 5 and 7 on Saturday morning. Text, emails, I love it. I love it. It's my most social interaction during the week with as many people as possible while I'm talking on the radio. And that's what makes this show down to earth. I'll say it that way. That's what makes it real. I just love talking to you folks. I love hearing you. I love responding to you, you know, when I can on text and email and so forth. And some of y'all are really, really funny. So, oh, mercy. Independence Day coming up. Independence Day coming up this coming week. Friday, I believe, is Independence Day. 4th of July, great holiday, remembers our 249th birthday of this nation. And I will tell you, I would not ever want to live anywhere else other than the United States of America. And I thank our forefathers, and I thank God for our forefathers that gave them the inspiration, almost a biblical inspiration, to put together our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and our Declaration of Independence. And those men coming together at one time for the greater good to bring this nation into existence, and the fact that 250 years later we still live by the Constitution. Many of us do, most of us do, some of us don't. But we still live by that. We still call that our standard. We still have the Supreme Court that the majority are constitutionalist. And, you know, what a great country to live in. What a great way to live. And I am forever grateful to those men and women in our armed forces. And we celebrated them on Memorial Day. And, you know, Veterans Day coming up, but we just thank them for their service and their sacrifice to keep us free, to live up to the values that we have developed as patriotic Americans. So, not ashamed to say it, and glad to tell you about it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're going to say a lot about our country anytime we can. Well, we're going to say a little bit about our country about anytime we can, about how we appreciate it and how we celebrate it. And, you know, if you don't, as is always brought out, if you don't love it, you can always leave it. Go somewhere else. Find what you want in another country in the world. And some have. And fine. That's fine. You know, if you don't like our system, you don't like our rules. There's some things about our political leadership that I don't like, but you know what? Here we all are. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680. Matt, you can call back. We got a minute to take your call if you want to give us a call back, or call us back after the news, that's for sure. Have any commercials left there? Oh, yeah, let's run Hunter Seafood. Absolutely.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout, steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's called a jingle. WCBM. You know, they sing it. It's kind of nice like that. So here we are for a couple minutes. We have time for one more caller. If you get in right away and enter the contest, next hour we're going to have Tackle Box Tim do the random number selection. So you folks are funny this morning. Sense of humor is running rampant. Thanks, Kathleen. I'll send that. I will send that to somebody, that's for sure. Let's see. Okay. I'll send that to Joe. Dead air while I'm texting, of course. That's not a good thing, is it, Aaron? We like to fill the airwaves. People don't like to listen to silence. It makes them nervous. Makes them very nervous. And, you know, it's a technique that you use that when you are really looking for a call, you just shut up for about 10 seconds. And about 10 seconds, people get nervous, and they heard the request to call, and they call just like that. So, hey, we got a lot of names on the, tackle entry. We'll hope to put a few more on there in the next hour, and then we'll draw the bass fishing tackle package. I said the snakehead package is coming up next, so that's for August, and we're looking forward to that. We really are. So, anyway, anybody want to get a fishing adventure ready for the next hour? We'd love to hear from that. Old-timey thing, you know, whatever you like. Something from your past. Talk about your favorite lure. Let's see. What did my son-in-law want to talk about? He wanted to know if those who tout wild game as being, you know, organic, wanted to know if there was any indication that when they were eating crops that were treated with chemicals and pesticides and things like that and GMO altered, if that affected the meat. And we did a little bit of exploration on that and didn't find a whole lot, but we can talk about it, and we can talk with you about it if you want. 410-WCBM680 is our phone number. When we come back, right now we've got to take a commercial break, and actually not a commercial break, but a news break. So get out, stay out, stay safe, stay cool, love your family, and love the Lord. See you next hour.